Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Our opening hymn is from the Red Book. We'll sing hymn number 798. A special welcome this morning to Caitlin Jensen, pastoral intern at First Lutheran Church here in St. Peter, as our preacher this morning. Again, hymn number 798, the red hymnal. I invite you to stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, by our baptism into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you turn us from the old life of sin. Grant that we who are reborn to new life may live in righteousness and holiness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was pretty hearty. Good job. So our reading today comes from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some of you who are confused and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to what we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Am I trying to please people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. That was even better. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, sisters and brothers. Amen. So as Pastor Brian was saying, my name is Caitlin Jensen, and I am the pastoral intern at First Lutheran down the street. I am a seminary student at Luther Seminary and an alumni of California Lutheran University. Go CLU! So, when I hear the beginning of Paul's letters to the Galatians, it is a jolting experience. It's definitely not a text that will leave you with the warm fuzzies after hearing it. No, it's a harsh letter. Paul calls the Galatian Christians out for turning away from Christ's gospel. He condemns those who preach a different gospel and proclaims that they are accursed for their words. And later on in this gospel, Paul declares the Galatians to be foolish Galatians. So, what is up with this text? Why is Paul so upset with the Galatians? What happened? The answer, though riddled with harsh language, is clear. The Galatians have turned to a different gospel other than the good news of Jesus Christ. To give you a little historical background, the Galatians had been a predominantly Gentile, meaning non-Jewish, background. This means that they didn't follow the 613 commands of Moses. After Paul came to Galatia, preached the good news, and left, other Christian missionaries came into the region. Like Paul, these missionaries had a Jewish background, but unlike Paul, they believed that all converts to Christianity must follow the Jewish law. Now, there's nothing wrong with Judaism, but these missionaries began to preach that in order to believe in Jesus, be made righteous by him, and receive God's promises, these Gentile Galatians needed to follow the Jewish law. Specifically, they needed to be circumcised. When Paul heard this, he became outraged. No longer were the Galatians trusting that their faith in Christ would justify them. They were instead trusting that their own words and works would earn their salvation. Instead of living into the freedom that Christ had given them, they were binding themselves under the slavery of the law. Knowing this, we can come to a place where we understand Paul's anger and the harsh language he uses. And even though we live in a different time and a different place, we can even begin to see that we are more similar to the Galatians than we may think. Now, I'm not calling anyone foolish here, nor am I saying that any of us should be accursed. But the truth is that we live in a world that proclaims a different gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see it in the media. The gospel, it states, is that you will only be accepted and loved if you are skinny, smart, beautiful, ripped, or flawless. If you don't have the insta-worthy life, then you are not enough. We see it in politics. The gospel, it states that you only matter if you are a winner and if you have power. If you are a minority, immigrant, non-Christian, LGBTQ person, poor, or a woman, then you are not enough. We see it in some churches. The gospel, it states, is that you can only be fully accepted by Christ if you live a completely godly life and if you never waver in your faith. If you question, fall into sin, hang out with the wrong people, believe in science, or listen to the wrong music, then you are not enough. We may not be told to follow the Mosaic law or that we must be circumcised in order to believe, but we have been subject to false gospels time and time again. So what gospel is Paul calling the Galatians to? What gospel are we called to today? The true gospel that all people are called to is only found in the cross of Christ. The gospel is this: Jesus Christ has died for your sins. And this is not the bad things that we do. Jesus is not some Santa Claus that's looking to see if you're naughty or nice. It's the systems that you're stuck in. It's the sin that has been done against you. It's the sin you have done against others. Sin is the thing that binds us and chokes the life out of us. So again, I say, Jesus Christ has died for your sins. And you have been forgiven. You have been made free. You are made whole. Your past no longer defines you. And because of this, you have been given a new life in Christ. And this new life and freedom that we have been given is not just for ourselves. Paul, proclaiming through the cross of Christ, calls us to use this freedom for our neighbor. We are called to be Jesus' hands and feet in this world, to unbind those who are caught in sin, and to bind up those who are broken, just as Christ has done for us. This gospel does not tell us what we have to do in order to be made right before God. It instead tells us what Christ has already done for us. So hear now the good news of Christ. You have been forgiven and freed to serve your neighbor. May it give you peace. Amen.
We'll sing together hymn number 715, 715. I invite you to stand.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, this opportunity to gather, to pause, to remember who we are, to remember what matters most, to be set free, from all those voices that tell us we're not enough, to set us free for one another. We thank you for Caitlin. We ask that you bless her time in St. Peter. Bless her ministry. And we ask that you bless us this day. Send us forth with your grace and with your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve. Thanks be to God.